us a little different because we just love different, right? How about you love different? Because you're different. What does the King James call us? A peculiar people? A peculiar people. That's who we are. Awesome. So yeah, we're going to talk a little bit tonight about vision and how to get clarity on the vision that you have for your life. And I just love this topic. I mean, this to me is one of the most important, you know, areas that, next to getting saved, of course, you know, but once you're saved, no, seriously, it's a really important area for each of us to get clarity on, because God created us to have a vision and have a purpose and to go somewhere in life, right? Yeah. The abundant life that Jesus talked about. So I could stand up here and probably just ramble on about this for a few hours because I'm very passionate about that, but I'm not, because I'm turning tonight completely over to Jackie.
Oh, no.
She's in charge of the whole night.
Yay! Yeah.
The
prick is for me.
Hello, everybody. And I promise not to be before you all night either. Just want to share with you, in January, the beginning of the year, the Lord impressed upon my heart to prepare a vision board, because I have a tendency of being all over the place. So he had me put it on a board, my desires, long-term, short-term, you know. And I've been having a lot of fun with it, so I encourage folks, I mean, if you haven't done it, to try it. It's your board, it's personal, you know, make it what you want it to be, you know. And like I said, I've been having a lot of fun with it. My board is right here in the center. You can come up later and take a look at it. But one of the biggest things that God's been, like, really dealing in my heart has been with love. And as you see in my vision board, the word love is, like, really huge, because that was one of the first things that he gave me. Not that I didn't love, but because I had some experiences, things, letdowns and disappointments and discouragements. And I was having a difficult time in that area. And God just started, you know, like, really dealing with my heart. And one way that he was able to ease my pain was by the vision board, because as I was cutting out from magazines and words that caught my attention and putting them up there, I was just having fun. It was like having romper room with the Holy Spirit. So, and I was just having a lot of fun with it. And some of my desires is to lose weight. It's been prophesied over me to lose weight, and I have been doing that supernaturally and trying, and on my own too, because I didn't, you know, you have to exercise, try to eat right. And it's been working out. I've been losing a few pounds, kind of slow, and I'm looking forward to coming this month or another week doing some more workout. The other awesome thing about my vision board is that the Lord also made it a prayer board. And I'm just going to show you that really quick. Once I covered the front of all my short-term and long-term goals, the Lord started asking interest and started speaking to my heart about things that I've been desiring to see happen in my life and in my circles, in my family here, in my tribe. And he's just been pointing them out to me. And I've just been like, you know, like I said, with how he led me, and I put them up here. And one of the things is I've been telling God, saying to God, is I want to pray the prayers that hit the mark. Like, really, really hit the mark. And that was very huge for me. And you see that in the middle. What you see here is what God's been giving me, and I've been just placing it there. Another one is the Lord said to me that this was going to be my year. Whatever that looks like, I don't know, but God said it, so I'm going to believe it, and I'm standing on it. The Lord gave me a declaration, a statement, actually. He says, I am kingdom woman. So, of course, kingdom woman had to go up there. It's right there, pointing over there, but it's right here. And so, you know, it's just, like I said, you would have to come up here and look at it yourself. He said to me, set aside a special day just to pray. We pray every day. We take a few minutes here and there, but there are sometimes God just wants you just to go in that place, that secret place for him, and just spend that time. And so that's what he was speaking to my heart. As far as the ministry and the tribe, some of the things that he was pointing out to me was about trusted teachers, and that's where impact comes in, because we have some awesome trusted teachers, mentors there. And I'm just so happy about that. And I'm believing God, I too will be a trusted teacher. As a matter of fact, I'm claiming I'm a trusted teacher. And he had me praying for marriages. Okay, and I'm not ashamed to tell you my marriage didn't work out, and that's okay because I'm still married to Christ. But that does not stop me from praying for other marriages and believing God for marriages. So that's one of the things on here. Family teaching outreach, which is what we're doing. We go out once a month, and we're taking a training by one of our brothers, Scott, a treasure hunt. And I'm just excited what God is doing with me at such a fast pace, you know, this year so far. With outreach, the women's group, and just things going on here in Heaven's Invasion, and what I've been learning at Impact. So I'm just going to turn this back around because I want to share some of the stuff here from the actual vision. I already told you about the love, which was it's very huge and still is. Starting over, that's what God has me. I'm starting over. Refresh my life. He also showed me the reset button. That's huge, the reset button. When I spoke to the Lord about working out, not that I was lazy, but, you know, you get caught up in the food you eat, and yeah, I was lazy. Yeah, come back, Jackie. And so I said, I need help because I don't, you know, I don't go to the gym, but I wasn't going to the gym, and I don't know really what to eat, what's good and what isn't. I'm picky. So help me. So in a magazine, he showed me. Just walk. Big as day. I said, okay. So I put it there, and I said, well, I got an idea of what I would like to look like. Put her there, you know. And said, reset your body. But he also says, faith is not believing that God can. It is knowing that God will. He is a good, good father. And yes, he is. I know that all too well. He said to me, the choice is simple. The choice is simple. And then he said, take this as a kindness project. Be kind to yourself, Jackie. So then he said to me, yes, you can. You can do it. It's okay to take a break. You know, that's where I got the chair there, comfortable chair with pretty colors. And but it's also the wake-up call that saved me. What's one of the reasons why I want to lose the weight? And like I said, I don't mind telling you. Was diagnosed with as a diabetic and high blood pressure, and that's my main reason for wanting to shed the pounds, because I want to be healthy in the kingdom. I want to do what God tells me to do, and it's very important that I be fit, and that's my whole reason. The cute stuff, yeah, I like that too, but it's mostly just to be fit and be healthy. So I declare I'm healed, but I also know that I got to take action. Faith without works is dead. So he said, okay, yeah, you are healed because I did that for you. By my stripes, you're healed. But there's some steps you have to take. So that's what I'm doing. That's part of my testimony there. And why the egg? Because the Lord said that this year, Jackie, you will be birthing things in the kingdom, things for here, Heaven's Invasion and the ministry. Father's Heart, the woman's ministry, he said there will be a birthing taking place, and he gave me the egg. He said, put that up there as a birthing taking place this year. And I'm believing that, and I'm seeing that, and I'm declaring that, you know, for me, for all of us. Some of the favorable things I like to do, I want to hit the beach. I don't have to have a polka dot or bikini, but I do want to hit the beach. Okay? I like the beach. What else? Yeah, here. I'm just going to read this to you because this really spoke to me here, right in the center. It said, it took a lot to become who you are, and we want you to stay that way. It's been a long journey after lots of trials, mistakes, learning, opportunities. You do finally get to go to a place where you are. Where you are. Oh, I need my glasses. glasses. Hold on, guys.
That's all right.
Okay. You finally get to go to the place you are you, and that feels pretty good. But right when you get your body and your mind and your spirit in tip-top shape, a funny thing starts to happen. Your hair might get a little gray, you might get a little slower, you might take a little more time to remember things, but you can keep everything you love about yourself. You can keep being you. And I love that, that I can keep being me. I don't have to be a people pleaser like I was before. I can just be me, my unique self, that God can just use me in my own unique way, and that I can grow in that. So that really, really spoke to me, and that's what keeps me going right there. God says you can be you, create your own you. Yes, you can. It is your style. You know, you're gorgeous. You know, words to encourage myself. He said, find fun in me. Yeah. Fun finds me. We had fun last night.
Yes, yeah.
Fun finds me. He says, trust God to do something incredible in your life. So that's the word I want to give to you today. And that you would just trust God to do something incredible in your life this year. Just really trust him, because he's moving mightily and you just believe him. So I'm just going to call Evie up here.
No, not yet.
Can't help it. This just brings all the life coaching things out of me. It's like, I love the fact that you have two sides to this. Okay? Just explain, if you can, what the difference is between the two sides, the vision and the prayer side. You know, what is it that makes those different for you? What you gonna tell us? We're gonna think about this thing.
Well, they're both desires of mine, but some I haven't reached yet.
Okay.
And to me, that's exciting. It's challenging.
Yes.
And I love a challenge.
All right.
So that's where the vision comes in, okay? And there's, like I said, desire there too.
Sure.
The other part speaks about the inner being, my intercession. Also a desire and things that I would like to see taking place in my life and the life of those around me as an intercessor. So I pray it over all of us, you know. And to me, that is very deep, because this is more personal, Jackie. This is more all of us.
Okay.
When he gave me this, this was all of us.
Wow.
You know, and this is what I pray concerning all of us. Not the males, the kingdom males, not women, of course. But everything else, you know, that he would amplify himself in us. That we would be a holy people before him. That we would just worship our Creator. That we would just believe him, really believe him. This is huge for me, because God healed me. Many of you know about several months ago, I woke up one morning with the bowel palsy, and God healed me. Watching a movie, he spoke to me. He asked me a question. He said, do you believe? And I just said, yes. He healed me instantly. I felt him. I felt his fingers in my face. Just massaging my face, and I'm healed. You can see it. So praise God. So that's huge for me. So I encourage you. Do you believe? You know, he'll come to you and ask you that question. He really don't want your answer. You know that, right? And
so how long have you had this?
Oh my gosh, since January, I've been putting it together.
Okay. So mm-hmm. What would you say has been the most significant or meaningful change that this has helped you with?
In my life?
Yeah.
Love.
Okay. So seeing
the most me that gets me going.
So
love.
Seeing that every day, what does that do for you?
Gives me hope. I have a future.
Yeah.
And there's people that I have to love. There's people I want to hug. There's people that I want to embrace. And there's people that need to know about the love of God. So that's what keeps me going, because love is alive. And I thought it was dead because of everything that I have gone through. So he said to me, ask again. And I said, I want you to love me, Lord, and to teach me how to love. Because I didn't know how to love the way you want me to love. So now this is the biggest thing. And this brings about everything, brings about change. Without love, you can't do anything. You can prophesy. You can lay hands on the sick. But if you don't have this. So I feel I'm free to tell my brother and sister, I love you. I'm not trying to pick you up. I love you. Been accused of that recently, but it's all good. I love you. Hey, I love you, Juan. I really do. You know, I would have to say love. Some of the other words here, salt, I am salt. And I'm not losing my saltiness with nobody. You know.
That's good.
Rise and shine on. I'm a shining light, even in the darkness.
That's great. So in terms of the focus that this brings to you regarding who you are in your future, you know, how does this help you to stay in that place of being encouraged?
How does it help me?
Yeah.
I look at it.
Okay.
I look at it all the time.
Yeah.
Not only that, I check off things in my, you know, as they happen, like surprises, and
yeah.
You know, and he's become more clear to me, and you know, my vision and my desire is like, oh my God, it's like I'm energized. I should have put a bunny in here with something because I'm like energized. You know what I'm saying?
But that's legal. You can add anytime you want, right?
Yes, it's like, you can add anytime you want.
Yeah.
You can take off if something comes to pass. Take it off if you want. Oh, just create another one. It's yours. Do whatever you want with it. Places, words, I mean, some of them can get really, really deep. Some of them, sometimes I look at it if I'm having a bit of an off day, and I just weep, and I go here, because I know it's intercession. And then I start weeping regarding these things, you know, because I have a desire, let me tell you, not only to lead people to Christ, but also to disciple them. I don't want to just tell you Jesus loves you and leave you there. I don't want to just give you the shirt off my back and keep walking. Okay, I hope you find a place. No, I don't want to do that. That's not what I see. That's not my vision. You know, my vision is to have a place to put them in. Whether it's the shepherd's heart, I don't know. I'm not claiming titles. I just want to love people. I want to tell them about God. And I want to teach them the love of God, just like God is teaching me. That's where I'm at, you know. So discipleship is huge. Counseling. It's a lot. And I know I'm covered, so. And I just keep hearing God saying to me and saying to you tonight, too, don't miss out on your blessing. Don't miss out.
Anybody have any questions for me?
You really want to get me up here? Anyone have any questions for me? That Ruskin answer?
That's good. Just couldn't resist going a little deeper.
No, that's fine. Okay, Evie, you ready?
Before I started mine, this is actually the first time I ever did a vision board, and I was like, how come I've never thought of doing this? Like, you know, you get all these ideas and all these things that you want to do, but you never really do them because you don't have something to remind you, right? So my specifically centered around, this one was my first one, back to school, and that was because Tony Kemp, I don't know if you know Tony Kemp. He's just ridiculous. And he was like, how come I keep seeing when you go back to school for credits to keep your license going? I can't remember the word right now. That's pregnancy for you. And I was like, oh, because I have a degree in psychology and counseling. So he was like, yeah, so God is saying you have to go back for that and stop procrastinating. So hopefully this will be happening in September. And I'm really excited because I do love going to school and learning. And, you know, that's a passion for me. And then the Lord is speaking to me a lot about joy. And people keep speaking that over me. So, and I felt it. There's been, you know, a lot of crazy things going on. But throughout the whole thing, I just felt the joy of the Lord, and you know that is our strength, right?
Yes.
So that's why I put that in there. And then one big thing for me In Luke 4, I think it is, it's the scroll where Jesus opens it and he's like, you know, the Lord has anointed me to preach the news to the poor. That's like one of my favorite scriptures. And so I put this here because I really want to see signs, wonders, and miracles. And I really want to see, like, instant healings. Like, I don't want to be like, you know, let me pray for you and not see anything. Because I'm like, if God, if you're, you know, with us, then that means that I can be like you and see the healing right then and there. So, and I think that, he's, you know, he's doing that not just for me, but for all of us. And we get a lot of chances to pray for people who are sick. So in the chat, you know, like, we always say, oh, you know, so-and-so needs prayer. And sometimes I sit there and I'm like, okay, Lord, how do I pray for this? And he's like, how did Jesus do it? And Jesus was like, be healed in Jesus' name. You know, not even in his name. He was just like, be healed.
There
you
go.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Don't make it so, you know, complicated. It's just be healed.
Yeah.
And then, oh, okay, so this little area here. I'm pregnant, right? And
no,
really?
In case somebody's my friend who's not here, Patrice, she gave me this book, and it's called Supernatural Childbirth, and it talks about this woman who had, like, 4 kids. And, you know, the first one she had pain with, you know, the labor. But then the next 3, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hello, me.
Yeah.
I want that for me. And the funny thing is that I've been having, you don't know this, women get Braxton Hicks contractions.
Yes.
Like, as you know, the closer you get to it.
It's practice.
Yeah, and I was telling the girls last night, I said, oh my God, you guys. I said, I had one really bad Friday night to the point that I was like, I'm going to have a baby here all by myself, and, you know, no one's going to know, and, okay, can't even reach my phone. It was just so horrible. So I was like, Lord, if this is what it's like to have a baby with pain, I'm not, that's not for me. Like, no. So I'm really believing that this is going to come to pass. Because, you know, I'm not into pain or anything. And but I got to tell you, it's funny how, like, you have to pair up with people who really believe that for yourself, too. Because one of my friends was asking me, you know, do you need prayer for anything? And I said, well, yeah. I said, you need to pray that I don't have a painful labor. I want it to be a joyful occasion, and, you know, angels are there and all this stuff, right? And she said, well, the joy comes after you have the baby because you see the baby. I was like, girl, you're not the one to pray for me. Because I was like, no, you need to be, you know, yeah, line with the same thinking. And then I was like, you know, people tell you when you're pregnant, oh, just eat. Just go ahead and eat. No, you can't just go ahead and eat. You get gestational diabetes, you get all this other stuff. So I've been, you know, really good at keeping my eating habits at bay, and, like, I still do the T25, and, you know, some people are like, are you crazy, T25? And I'm like, it's a modified one, okay? The very, very modified one. But I didn't want to feel like this pregnancy was going to make me feel tired or anything. And I want to be prepared for when this baby comes, you know? I don't want it to be overweight and suffer. And and then the last thing, and this, you know, Russ talked about this, is the stewardship commission, and, you know, about being giving. And so I've got this one, 2 Corinthians 9:7. God loves a cheerful giver, right?
Yeah.
And he's been giving me opportunities to be a generous giver, even if it's, like, small amounts. I think he's, like, preparing me to, like, you know, what are you going to do with this small amount?
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll slowly increase it. And I just love that. But at the same time, you know, when you're a giver, you have to learn how to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not going to just leave you there with nothing. So he's taught me to be, what's the word? Humble. And not think like, oh, no, you're not making me feel good. No. Because he makes me feel good to give. So why would I rob the other person of doing that for me?
There you go.
Right? So I've learned a lot from that. And then the last one, appeal to difficult people. I get a lot of crazy people at work, and it really gets on my nerves. And so I've been asking God, I'm like, Lord, you know, just help me to keep it, you know, like my focus on you when I get those people, because I still want to show them Christ, even though they're being ridiculous and, you know, demanding and just crazy. But I'm like, how would you deal with it, you know? Like, I'm sure you wouldn't be mean to them like I want to be mean to them right now. So he's been teaching me a lot on that.
So a question for you, what's the most significant or meaningful change that you've experienced since you did that?
The most significant change, I think it has to do with giving.
Okay.
He's been, you know, teaching me to just trust in him, even if it's like, you know, the last, you know, $100, and he's like, just give it to him.
Uh-huh.
And like, in fact, I'm going to speak this over all of you, because I've seen that supernatural provision. And that is like, you know, if God tells you, give him, you know, your pocketbook, whatever it is that he's asking you to do, just do it, because he will multiply it in so many ways that you don't even think. So, Lord, I thank you that your kids will learn how to give and how to receive, and that it doesn't only come in financial resources, it comes in other ways. You know, so some of you are believing for cars. Speak that new car over your life. You know, health. You know, I speak that over you too. And I think that you can't just make this about money. It
right.
has to do with everything.
Yeah, that's right. So one more thing.
Uh-huh.
How has this helped you to stay focused so that you could accomplish something that you wanted to always do?
David?
In Espanol? How has this helped you stay focused so you could accomplish something that you really wanted to accomplish?
Oh. Well, I mean, like Jackie says, you know, just do it. It's a simple choice.
Yeah.
If you just, like, do the stuff, it'll come.
Okay. So have you been able to accomplish something significant through having that as a reminder?
I think it would have to be this one. Because I was like, oh yeah, I gotta go back to school, and I would never fill out the application.
Right.
I would never, you know, take the time to do.
So what? Where are you in that process?
With this?
Yeah.
Waiting to hear from, you know, the state to see if they're gonna give me money. But I'm like, even if they don't give me the money, I'm still going to go back to school anyway.
Yeah. So you applied and all this. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's an awesome accomplishment because this vision board helped her stay on track.
Yes.
Right? Cool.
Nicole.
Mine's a little smaller.
Okay.
I reworked this, I guess, around January, sometime after that. And the first thing that I have on here is seek first the kingdom. And that's what I want. It's right on top. I wanted that to be my focus. Like, with whatever my dreams are, I want him to be my focus. You can see here the silhouette. I also have, you know, I'm on the journey of getting healthier and trimmer and all that stuff. Want some style with that. And I have like a lot of words here that kind of go along with that. Energy to be strong. Find my groove. Better every day. And then like, not only with the silhouette, but I think I like this particular silhouette because I see a lot when I look at it. You know, it's also, yes, she's got some style and whatnot, but I feel like she's professional as well and has it together. And if you could see on the other hand, you probably can't because it's small, It's the characters in my books. So, from Glenn, I'm a children's author, for those of you who don't know, Glenn the Clerk, theclerk.com.
All right. There you go.
Come on. some of the things, at first I have popular children's author on here, and then I put worlds, because I don't want it to just be here in New Jersey or in the States. I want it everywhere. I have a big watch on here, and I put use wisely, because I want to use my time wisely. I want to be organized. And here I have, in big red, spread love. I'm here, money in the bank.
Come on.
You know? And I love this, be brave. I want to be brave in the things I do. Sometimes we have this saying, like, you just need 30 seconds of boldness.
Yeah.
Just 30 seconds of boldness and go out and do it. Credit cards paid in full. having a positive impact on others. I want to inspire results too for other people. And here I have a picture of a home, and with the words welcoming home. It's always been my dream to like just have a welcoming home where people can come at any time. It's also my desire to have like a space where I can retreat and not be there, but people can still be there. Like, I'm okay with that, but I don't have that right now. Here I have, like, there's the word freedom here, and, like, new freedom and new experiences, and, like, it kind of all goes together, I feel. I have, like, work smarter, and all sorts of things like that. Oh, and here, I have a dream, you know, I want a dream, and I have opportunities, you know, to seek out whatever opportunities and live my life and be successful. All right. So I'm ready for your questions.
Say it too. What's been the most meaningful or significant change for you since you did that board?
Well, when it's in my purview, it's a reminder of these things. And so much, I think, of us accomplishing what we want to do is our mindset.
Okay.
So when our mind, you know, when our thinking is wrong,
yes,
we're not going to be making the choices that are going to help us accomplish these goals. So when they're in our purview, when we're seeing it regularly, it kind of helps us to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm down 30 pounds. I got some people here coming out working out with me.
That's great.
Right.
That's very good.
Are
there
anything else, Jack?
No, I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
Wow. Well, one more time. Let's give these guys a round.
Yes.
Awesome. It's awesome. It really is. I mean, this kind of thing is so important. How many of you who have never done this before, you might give it a try now? Can I see some hands? You? Yeah, look at that. All over the room. That's awesome. Yeah. It really works. You know, and, you know, if this doesn't do it for you, another option is to journal.
Yeah.
Write it in a journal, and then you can go back and review it. Some, you know, this appeals to a certain kind of person, you know, I need to see pictures. And it really can benefit anybody, but sometimes, you know, there's also a preference. I like to write, I like to kind of, and you can actually have a lot of fun with this. You know, you kind of put some worship music on, spend some time in the presence of the Lord, right, just worshiping Him, and then sit down with your journal and just say, okay, Lord, help me paint a picture of where you're taking me.
Oh, nice.
And you just start writing. Mm-hmm. Just start writing, you know. Don't stop until you feel like you've run out of words, you know? Then you can go back and look at it and see how crazy you were. I mean, it does, you know, it does kind of scare you a little bit when you look back and, you know, I mean, I did this one time and I went back and read it and realized I had described a horse ranch. Where did that come from? I mean, I like horses, but I never, you know, expected that I would paint a word picture of living on a piece of land with horses running through the brook. And I was like, wow. You know,
that would be a nice place to visit.
A nice place that you wouldn't want to live there, though, huh?
No, you live there. We'll come and visit.
Can you tell Rosa's a city girl?
I'll live
there. Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, I just think this is an awesome, awesome thing. What does the Bible say about vision? Without one?
Without a vision, people perish.
Yeah. Or another translation is they dwell carelessly. And you know the root picture in that word, carelessly, you ready for this? It means to live unbridled. You know how a horse, if a horse is unbridled, you cannot control it.
Come on.
Right? It's the bridle that controls the direction that the horse goes. And so without a vision, you're all over the place. I had a laugh. You said you're someone that's all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's a prophetic spirit. That's a prophetic mindset. Wow. That just, you're like, squirrel. You can't track all kinds of different things because you're constantly receiving revelation and getting, you know, you're sensitive to different things and whatnot. So someone that has that type of a personality, man, you need this so that you can stay focused on what God's been saying to you and actually begin to move toward that. So this is an awesome, awesome thing. So, let me put in a plug for a couple of the things that we do to actually help people with this. You know, we do have the Impact Program, which is nearing the end of the winter spring semester. This is the one that's coming up in this month on the 14th, and then there's one more in June, and then we reset. And it's like a 6-month commitment. If you want to be mentored by either myself or Gary Fishman or Roger and Robin Fields or two or all three of us, we, you know, we're equal opportunity mentors, right? We'll take anybody, as long as your money's okay. But that's available. As a matter of fact, we've got some brochures. If I can get some help to hand out the brochure that has, let's see, it has Impact on the front page. Okay, and those of you watching on Periscope, you go to myimpact.com. That's myimpact.com. Myimpact.com. And you can read about the program that we offer. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention to you guys today is that this coming Saturday, if you're not going to be out there with Juan and you know, the exercise crowd, you know, I'm going to be here with something that I call Kingdom Impact Initiative. And what that does is it helps people that want to take whatever it is that they create or have an idea for a business, or maybe you already have a business, we want to help you to see that multiply. We want to help people that maybe you have an idea for a product, or you have an idea for a business. You know, how do I start that? How do I launch that? What do I do? How do I get myself and my product out there for people to know about, you know, and to be prosperous with that, right? And also, again, if people already have a business and they'd like to get some help on how to exceed that, expand, how many of you would believe that God wants to bless his people with ideas and business, you know, things that are going to be prosperous? He really, truly does. You know, for years, we lived under a religious mindset that equated riches with sin. You know, it was like, you know, anybody that was rich, anybody that was wealthy or whatever, you know, it was like, oh, what did they do to get that money? You know, they must have been doing something sinful or whatever, you know? And poverty was equated with spirituality. The poorer you are, the more spiritual you are, you know? And you just don't see that in the Bible. You know, the verse that and he has the passage in 2 Corinthians 9. Paul, he prays and prophesies that we would have abundance, that we would be blessed beyond, you know, anything that we could imagine. Why? For every good work. Just read that passage, it'll blow your mind. you know, he who sows sparingly reaps sparingly, right? So there's this real cause and effect thing that goes on.